Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
Are you not misled because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? Words of our Lord for this Thursday, the ninth week of ordinary time. Sarah is an extraordinarily strong woman. Overcome by grief in the face of her sevenfold widowhood, and cursed even by her own servants, she nevertheless resists the strong temptation to suicide. And why? Because of the love of her love for her father. Thus would I cause my father in his old age to go down to the netherworld laden with sorrow. It is far better for me not to hang myself, Sarah reasons, but to beg the Lord to have me die. And yet, the petition for death does not actually follow. Blessed are you, O Lord, merciful God, and blessed is your holy and honorable name. Blessed are you and all your works forever. This is Sarah's prayer, not a petition for death. The name Sarah means princess, which can be extended to mean lady or even happy one. And it is in this short prayer that we see the full dignity of Sarah, noble lady and princess of the Most High God. For she resists her sorrow's temptation out of love for her father, and then she praises God and blesses his name. Never, at least in the scriptures we are given, does she ask for death. Are you not misled because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God? For he is not God of the dead, but of the living. How much do we trust in the power of God? Have we not read the scriptures? Raphael was sent to heal them both, to remove the cataracts from Tobit's eyes so that he might again see God's sunlight, and to marry Raguel's daughter Sarah to Tobit's son Tobiah, and then drive the wicked demon Asmodeus from her. The plans of God are always filled with hope, with light, with resurrection. But the Sadducees were men of this world alone. They did not believe in the resurrection. Do we believe in the resurrection? Do we bless God when we feel overcome by sorrow? Few of us, I think, can boast of such courage, but we have a remedy available to us now, a salve more powerful than that of Raphael's ointment. If we are borne down with the grief of widowhood, or assaulted by demons, or blinded by the cataracts of sin, we can turn now to the Queen, of which the Princess Sarah was but a faint shadow. Mary, cause of our joy, health of the sick, refuge of sinners, pray for us. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot Circle podcast. May God bless you.